All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Thursday, June 10th, and we're doing so, that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus. Good morning.
So today is the big day that everybody was waiting for the whole week, because yesterday, again, stocks did not move. Everybody was waiting for the CPI report this morning. Let's take a look at yesterday first.
Yeah, so yesterday, the major dropped a little bit. S&P down 0.2%. The Dow, the biggest mover, 0.1%. But even though it was the biggest mover and saw the biggest loss, you really saw this sideways, just kind of lackluster trading, flat for most of the day, and then a little bit of a sell-off into the close.
Yeah. Well, and then this morning, everybody was waiting for the CPI report, the Consumer Price Index, because this is measuring inflation. And it actually came out, and it came out worse than expected. So what happened here?
Yeah, so consumer prices rose more than expected. The expectation for CPI was a 0.4% increase, and it came in at 0.6%, which represents a 5% increase in consumer prices from a year ago. So the expectation was actually about 4.7%. And this is the fastest pace that CPI has risen in almost 13 years. Last time we had something this high was back in August of 2008, when there was a 5.3% year-over-year rating.
Right. So, I mean, this is where...
increase.
Right. I mean, nobody expects the Fed to raise interest this year or next, but it's likely that they start to hint that they're thinking about tapering their bond purchases, possible as soon as this fall. And I mean, with inflation coming in as high, right, this is where you would think markets are spooked by this. So let's actually switch over to a 5-minute chart of the futures markets right now and see what's happening here. So I just want to bring up the S&P. And look at this. What's happening? Markets are reacting positively to this? Why? I mean, the Dow is jumping up. The Nasdaq is pretty much unchanged. I mean, it's wild swings, but there's no real reaction just yet. And I mean, this is actually what I would have expected, that here markets are selling off today. And they still might. I mean, we're still looking at an initial reaction. Markets will open in 27 minutes after we are recording this, but we shall see. It's the initial reaction, positive, is surprising to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it could be that, you know, and even on that bar, you see that dip. So it could have been there was a spike lower, but then traders are really thinking, hey, you know, maybe that this is the transitory scenario that the Fed keeps saying, because the Fed has pledged to not raise rates before 2023. Now they can change that goal at any time. So that's not set in stone. But the consensus is really that, like you said, the Fed's not going to raise rates this year. Maybe not in 2022, but they have some other things that they can do, like tapering their bond purchases.
Right.
And so that's where next week we'll get the 2-day Fed policy meeting and hear their comments. I don't think they're going to drop any bombs this time, but when you start to hear that they're tapering their bond purchases, they're looking at ways to combat inflation, I think that's when traders get a little more worried.
Yeah. So we shall see what happens next week. All right, let's take a look at a few individual stocks. Let's take a look at GameStop, because GameStop reported earnings yesterday, and it was good, right? I mean, they reported pretty solid earnings.
Yeah, they reported that sales rose by 25%. They replaced their CEO, but they did say that they may sell up to another 5 million additional shares. And I mean, to take advantage of these prices, why not? Can't blame them. But fundamentally, that would be a bad thing for the stock.
Yeah, so this is why they are down this morning, but they are definitely taking lessons here from AMC, who just used this this craziness around the stock to bring in more money, and they're doing the same thing. So they said 5 million additional shares from time to time at the market offering. Now, we know that AMC did it pretty much the same day when they announced it. So this is where maybe today they will do it, because if we just take a look here at the weekly chart, I mean, it is still trading at very, very high levels if you look at this, right? I mean, of course, the Reddit crowd says, okay, to the moon, who knows where it goes? But compared to where they were at $20 and then $40, going up all the way to $480 and now very solidly hovering around $300, I mean, if you were GameStop, wouldn't you sell these additional shares right now? Especially if you're talking about 5 million shares times what? $300 that the price is right now. I mean, this is $1.5 billion. Do I have my math right here, Mark?
I think you do.
Yeah, that's, I mean, this is where, why wouldn't you do it right now? So maybe this is happening today, and this is where fundamentally, yes, when more shares are being offered, this is when the existing shares are being diluted. And that's probably why they're down, because fundamentally it looks strong.
Well, yeah, I agree. And I mean, this is where, you know, the whole meme stock, Reddit crowd, retail surge, like this has really changed the playing field, right? I mean, the last time we saw this type of craziness was actually back in the late 90s, where tech stocks, people were just pumping money in it, you know, fundamentals, the traditional PE ratios and you know, sound and investment or technical and fundamental analysis that was used on stocks just got totally tossed out the window. Same thing with meme stocks, but it's interesting because we're starting to see some new meme players, and the AMC, BB, GME have been hot for the last couple of weeks, if not longer. But here's a few others for you to consider. Yeah. We've talked about Clove. And so Clove had a huge reversal yesterday.
So yesterday, yeah, down 23% after this massive run up.
Yep. Here's another one, CLNE.
Clean energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were up 30% yesterday. Okay, so they're new on the new kid on the block here in this.
It seems like it. And GEO.
Okay, yeah. What about Wendy's? I mean, Wendy's popped up yesterday. Okay, also huge reversal bar. So that's super interesting, right? I mean, with Clover, same deal. We were running up like crazy, and then yesterday, pretty much came down. I mean, not all the way where it has been trading before at 23. So we're still at trading at 25. But I mean, this year rises quickly and then comes down. And do you think it's because the Reddit crowd right now is a little bit, okay, let's go after all these stocks? It seemed that in January, everybody was focused on GME, GameStop. Then everybody in the past few weeks was focused on AMC. And now you just said it. Okay, there's a few new kids on the block. It's no longer just the standard four, I want to say, and the standard four are GME, AMC, BlackBerry, BB, and Bed Bath & Beyond, BBBY, right? I mean, these were the four, and now it seems that more and more are popping up. So the money has to go somewhere. So if suddenly everybody says, okay, let's go after somebody else, this is maybe why we see the selling pressure here. So what do you think?
Well, that's my point. I think that this gets, you know, when people, especially new traders, they put some money in a stock and it goes up that fast, they expect that to happen all the time. So I would imagine that the lure or the attraction to some of these stocks is going to start to change if it slows down, because they want that fast action. They want that excitement. And I think you're going to have even more volatility. Another one that popped up on the list was WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. Yeah. That jumped up 10-11%. So you have, you know, Clove or CLNE, GEO, WWE, big moves yesterday, and you had reversals on GME and AMC. And yeah, you know, I think it's the focus, that intent to drive one or two stocks higher, that was huge. That made a difference. But right, if it starts to get diluted, it's gonna change things. We'll see. We'll see.
talk about Bitcoin for a moment, because Bitcoin also super interesting, because Bitcoin this year was when Elon Musk tweeted this meme, the breakup meme of Bitcoin. This was also the weekend when we had this Bitcoin conference in Miami. It was last weekend with over 12,000 in attendance. Right now, moving a little bit higher after dipping below 32,000, and this is a key level for Bitcoin. It was dipping below 32,000, and then we had a big announcement from one of the countries.
Yeah, are you referring to China or El Salvador?
No, El Salvador. El Salvador has recognized it as a currency, as a legal tender. So yeah. In El Salvador, you can pay taxes with it in El Salvador. I mean, this is where it's now, a currency that you can pay with. So this is where it's the first country ever that has officially recognized a cryptocurrency as an official currency. And it seems that it has given Bitcoin a little bit of a boost, or is this just a technical bounce that we see? Because it has been trapped in this range here between 32,000 and 38,000 for the past few weeks.
Yeah, and it's hard to say, because I think symbolically, El Salvador saying that we're accepting it as a currency. I mean, now anybody who can take it, you're going to see that it's just accepted at retail establishments and businesses if they're set up to be able to take it, right? That's the key. So I think it's mostly symbolic, and it's interesting, but smaller country, I think that the symbolism of it is more important than the actuality that this is going to make a big deal, in the Bitcoin market. But I also saw that in China, 1,100 people were arrested in crypto-related money laundering and a crackdown that they did there. So, it doesn't seem to be affecting the price of Bitcoin right now. But those are the little things that could potentially move it. If there's more crackdowns and governments saying that, it's a way to, transfer money, money laundering and illegal purchases and that sort of thing. That could always.
Yeah. I want to shift gears real quick, Mark. I want to shift gears here to Tesla, because Tesla plans to launch its new Model S plate today. So Tesla, for the past few years, have been just cracking into the lower priced models, right? The Model 3, the Model Y, and now they're going back to the Model S plate. So this is a high-end model, which costs, $120,000. Sorry,
$120,000. Okay.
Yeah, $120,000 has protected a range of 390 miles, and this is where they're saying right now, well, we have to somehow also compete with Porsche and everybody else, maybe Beamer, BMW, Mercedes that are coming out with electric cars right now. They actually had a Model S Plaid Plus, which were supposed to go from 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds and with a range of more than 500 miles, but Tesla canceled that model. So no idea why. That was interesting. It was supposed to cost $150,000, so not that much more. And if you think about the Porsche electric car, I mean, this is pretty much in the range. Also, Mercedes, BMW. So I think it would have been smart for them to go for the Plaid Plus. Why not? They already have it. It's not a big deal. It's like almost a slightly different model here. A little bit surprised there. So markets this morning, Tesla is slightly up here, around 1%, but everybody's waiting for the event tonight, I guess.
Could be another mover. UPS up a little bit, but they were upgraded by JP Morgan.
Yeah.
So after a drop yesterday, they're up a little bit pre-market.
All right. Hey, it's already time to jump into the Zoom meeting with our mastermind to trade the open live. Hope that you joined this morning update here. If you did, give us a like. And if you want to see us again, click on subscribe, hit the little notification bell. This way you get a notification from YouTube whenever we go live and you can catch us live in case you're watching the replay here. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.